Good morning, everyone, and welcome to New Orleans Saints football live on Facebook, on the app, and NewOrleansSaints.com. Mike Austin, John DeShazer, Sean Kelly with the Pelicans on the road, who've won two straight on the road to start that swing. So Sean is not here today as we're talking about the Saints and the Buccaneers. Well, on November 5th, just their second NFC South game, but winners of five straight. The Bucs come in, losers of four straight. Now, sometimes trap games are because you're looking to next week. I don't think the Saints are looking to Buffalo, but this game has a little trap written on it.
Well, obviously and absolutely. You're talking about a Saints team that's red hot, as you mentioned, a Tampa team that's really struggled. And the tendency is to look at it on paper and say the Saints should win this game. And, of course, as soon as you do that, that's when the division rivals especially jump up and bite you, because who knows you better than your division rivals? They play Tampa twice every year, and Tampa's pretty jacked up for this game because Tampa feels like, hey, that's the team that we should be able to beat. We play them in a division all the time, and we like nothing better than to end that winning streak.
And they've got to, if they don't win today, their season, you know, you're looking at, you know, 2-6 is really tough to overcome. Jameis Winston, injured throwing shoulder, did practice this week, so he's expected to play, but you got to think that Dennis Allen and this defense are going to put some pressure on him early.
Well, you have to, because that's what they do best. They throw the football. They average 295 yards a game. That's second most in the NFL. They don't run it well whatsoever. They run for less than 90 yards a game. So they're going to put the ball in the air. And the Saints, that's been their strength, pass defense. They've been getting interceptions. They have 9 this season. That matches the total from 16 and 15 the entire seasons. They also have been piling up a lot of sacks, 15 sacks during the 5-game winning streak. So those are two things that they've been able to do well. And hopefully they'll be able to do it well again today. James Winston is fairly mobile, but he's not necessarily a running quarterback. He moves in order to throw mostly, so the Saints pretty much know where he'll be in the pocket, and they'll probably be blitzing him a little bit.
Both teams, as you say, with 295 yards of passing offense for the Bucs, the Saints with 271, but the Saints are averaging 27 points a game. The Bucs are averaging only 21, so therein lies the difference. And getting off the field on third down, you know, from a defensive and offensive standpoint, both teams have struggled. 38% for both teams. So if you can sustain that drive today for either team, it's going to be a big plus.
Yeah, Saints have to be able to string together some first downs. I mean, they've got to be able to stay on the field offensively. And we're not accustomed to seeing this for the Saints offense. They last were under 40% on third down conversions in 2005. We're not used to seeing that from this team. So they need to be able to not only stay on the field offensively, but defensively get off the field. That's been one of the weaknesses of this defense. They're allowing 40%+ conversion rate against them, and that's way too high, even though they're forcing their turnovers and even though they're getting the sacks and holding the points down. But if we want to nitpick, they need to get off the field on third down.
When you look at the teams that the Saints play and the week before they play them, if you go back to the Packers, the week before they play the Saints, one offensive touchdown. And then the Bears, no offensive touchdowns before the Saints. And then the Bucs, no offensive touchdowns the week before playing the Saints. I mean, it's just kind of crazy the way it's worked out. So, they, you know, the Saints have played very balanced football this year.
Yeah, they've been able to do that. They have talked about being balanced in years past, and there really hadn't been the commitment to it that there has been this year. They're running the ball equally well as passing the ball. They're running it probably about 30 times a game, and we know that's a great number for the Saints. When they get up in that area, that means they're probably controlling the clock. That means they're probably staying on the field a little bit offensively. And even though they're not converting that much on third down, that still means they're moving the chains and staying on the field. And that's huge for this team. They've got to be a balanced team. When they get imbalanced and Drew Brees is throwing it 40 times a game, that's always been a recipe for disaster on this team.
Do you think, because I always, when I see this, I think we're going to see a mad Mark Ingram. When he runs mad, I mean, he just, you see it early when he's, you know, he wants to make up for those two fumbles with under 7 minutes to play last week. I think we're going to see a very angry Mark Ingram today.
Yeah, he's ticked off. And I mean, he's got 3 lost fumbles in the last 2 games. And that's not Mark Ingram. He generally is protective of the football, but he had a stretch last year where he lost fumbles in back-to-back games and he jumped back up really big time. And the Saints need him because really the running game consists of him and the rookie Alvin Kamara. And Alvin Kamara, while phenomenal, probably isn't ready to be a bell cow running back and run between the tackles and carry it that 20 to 25 times that Mark can. So Mark really needs to bounce back, and generally he has in his career.
Offensive line banged up again. Warford is going to be out. And they've done a great job of just, and I think it shows really the depth of this football team this year and past years, defensively and offensively, where they've been able to mix guys on the D-line and O-line and shift them all around and not miss a beat.
Yeah, it really helps that they've drafted well. Ryan Ramczyk has been a godsend. Andrew Pete has been pretty much a godsend because both of those guys are capable of playing multiple positions on the offensive line. And then Senio Calamente, the veteran, can play every position on the line. He's going to start for Warford today. And then along the defensive line, they found some help for Cam Jordan. most notably Alex Okafor at right defensive end. Alex Okafor has been really good for this team of free agent pickup, and they've gotten some production out of the rookies like Trey Hendrickson. He's got a couple of sacks as well as a pass breakup that led to a pick six. So they've gotten a lot of production out of some players.
And A.J. Klein, I mean, their offseason acquisition with Okafor and Klein. And it doesn't, you don't, it's a stat we don't talk about much, and that is tip balls, batted down balls, and really tackled for losses. And this year has been the most amazing turnaround for both of those stat areas for this defense, and it really disrupts an offensive rhythm. I think when teams start batting Drew's passes down, I really think it starts to worry about where your throwing lanes are. Yeah. And so when this defense does that, it really changes the game plan.
Well, that's the main thing. If you can't get home, get your hands up. And they did that great against Detroit. They had 9 batted passes against Detroit. They've gotten some more since then, and these guys really learned the lesson. If you can't get home, maybe you can't get the sack. But if you can deflect the football and hopefully deflect it up in the air, maybe a teammate can run under it and you can prevent, and then you can create a turnover.
What's the key today for this Saints team? Get up early, and it always is. Win, isn't it? But we've gotten so accustomed to this offense being so kind of, you know, 40 points, 35 points, and they're just, I think to me, it's like the offense has done what it's needed to do to close out games. The defense has done what it's needed to do to close out games, and the special teams has not been an Achilles heel. In fact, it's been very steady all year long.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're a multiple team and you're complimentary, which the Saints have been, they've gotten it done. Offensively, they turn it over a little bit more than they want to. So hopefully they'll keep that down a little bit today against Tampa Bay. You don't want to give them the extra opportunities. And defensively, they got to make them one-dimensional. Now, the Saints have allowed some big runs in the last couple of games, even though they play decent run defense. But Tampa is a team that doesn't run it well. You want to make sure that they continue to not run it well, because Doug Martin is back. And if he runs it well, then that's not a good sign for the Saints. Even though their strength is passing the ball, with Jameis Winston and Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson and Cameron Brate and O.J. Howard, you want to make them throw the ball. You want to make them one-dimensional. And that way, you can funnel everything into the pass defense.
This has been the quietest, probably 5-game winning streak that I can ever remember. Today going for 6, of course, in a 6-2 start. But they've just, you know, they're not getting a lot of attention, and that's probably a good thing.
I think it's a great thing for the Saints. I mean, they've been able to fly under the radar. There's a big story going in Philadelphia. Then you've got the Ezekiel Elliott suspension, non-suspension, going back and forth. You've got what's wrong with the Atlanta Falcons. You got the Seattle Seahawks, who look like they're making a move. But the Saints have been able to really fly under the radar to win 5 straight, have a chance to win 6 straight. There's only 7 other times in franchise history they've won 6 straight in the regular season. And the last 2 teams to lose their first 2 and win the next 6 have won the Super Bowl. So hopefully the Saints kind of fall into that category.
That's right. The Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants were those 2 teams who lost their first 2. And look at the Saints in the NFC South. Gosh, you know, Carolina gets off to a 2-0 start. Atlanta's 3-0. Tampa's 1-0. And now the Saints lead the division at 5-2. So you get into the NFC South now. This is when you really start breaking it down.
Well, this is the brother football. I mean, now everybody knows everything about everybody. And now you're going to get a clump of division games going on. That's the way the NFL really structures it. So where all these divisional rivals are matching up during the second half of the season. So the Saints are going to have to take care of business against those brother rivals.
All right. One of the guys I'm interviewing today is Devery Henderson, former Saint, LSU Tiger. This is my feeling old moment. The Bluegrass Miracle was November 9th. So we're 4 days away from the anniversary, 15 years ago, 2002. That's painful, doesn't
that
it?
Hurt.
That's a shot to the stomach.
That hurts.
Join me and Devery Henderson later on at the game today. Also, Jack Holmes, the running back who played 1978 to 1982. It's the Saints in a box, 5-2 against 2-5. Join John and the team afterwards on NewOrleansSaints.com and the app for all of your in-game and your post-game reaction. Have a good day, everyone.